Yeah, it was early May 1998, and I was professor of pharmacy in Balochistan University. And radio pharmacy is one of the subjects I teach. I know the hazards of radioactivity, so it was shocking for me and my students that the Baluch land is going to be used for explosion and for nuclear testing by Punjab. So, we came on the roads to protest against it, and we raised awareness in our people, and we showed our disagreement to use our land or to misuse our land for that, and it got international attention that Baluch people are against this, and Baluch people are not taking into consent for that. It's we consider it a heinous crime against Baluch nation. It's the most cruel and most ugly expression of the new colonial state of Pakistan against us. It was like a huge pressure on the university administration against me, and my ACR or my career reports, they all were negative marked, and I got a show cause notice from university that why I have done this, it's political, this is that and that, and I said that it's my duty to inform my people about the hazards of radioactivity, and it was it started ruining the career, and it was like going on like a tense situation between me and university administration, and then the provincial government and the interior ministry and the secret agencies, and there were a lot of threats, and there were a lot of phone calls, and there were a lot of the harassments and all these things, and it became every day it became difficult and difficult to teach there, and the overall policies in Balochistan University they changed after this step, and director, a retired army general was appointed as pro vice chancellor in the university, and a lot of army direct involvement started in the university, and then Baluch students, they protested against that, and many Baluch students were rusticated from the university, and university was changed in a sub-jail or in a cantonment area. So as a protest, I resigned. It was me who led it, who organized as a professor of university, and 200 or 300 students were with me, boys and girls. There was no political party. There was no nationalist movement with us at that time. Baluchistan was ruled by a party, so-called nationalist party, Baluchistan National Party, BNP. Akhtar Bengal was the chief minister. So we've even received phone calls from senators of the party, the Baluch Nationalist Party, that we should go for something, we should do some activity like, or we should give a statement that whatever we have done, it was due to ignorance or something, and we are sorry for that. And we refused. Even the students and the teachers with me refused. We said what we have done is done by our awareness, our conscience, and we are not ashamed of that, and there's no regrets. And we are proud of that we have fulfilled our duty. This was duty of politicians actually. But politicians, the people who were in assembly, the people who are in parliament, or the people who were raising slogans that they are leaders of the society, they were not raising a voice. This was the first voice in South Asia, actually, against nuclearization. Even in India and Pakistan, there was no protest like that before that. So it was totally a voice of conscience, a feeling of our the pains and agonies of our people and our soil.